Have you seen this cat?
Hmm.
If you have, call Adam and you will get 5,000 NT dollars and a date with Terry.
Wow, 有没有人看到这只猫咪咪呢？如果你有看到的话呢，赶快跟 Adam 联络，那么呢，你就会得到5000块钱，还呢加上跟 Terry 约会的机会哦。
Now in our story yesterday, we found out that Adam lost his cat Mimi.And his girlfriend is coming to visit.
我们昨天有看到呢，这个 Adam 呢，他的猫不见了。那另外呢，我们也知道 Adam 呢，他的女朋友快要从美国来找他喽。那今天呢，我们就继续来看看说，哎，接下来故事要怎么发展
？Yeah, well, I hope that he finds his cat. We'll find out today. So let's take a look at the first part of today's story.
Finding Mimi. Conversation A.
It's been 2 days and nobody's called.
Be patient, Adam. We did everything we can.
What if Mimi is already dead?
Stop it, Adam.
Hello? Yes?Somebody found Mimi!
Congratulations!
I knew we would find her!
Ask where Mimi is right now. Hello? What? She has a black tail. That's not Mimi.
No worries, we will find her.
Hey, Bill, it's been a few days since Mimi got lost. Aren't you worried?
No, I'm not worried. I think that Adam is, though. It's been 2 days, he says, and nobody's called. Now, when you say it has been some time, it means that much time has passed by since you began doing something. So, it means 2 days ago,Bob and his friends began looking for Mimi, and now it's 2 days later.
这里呢，我们看到了 it has been 后面加上一段时间，就是说哦，已经过了多久的一段时间。那你呢，在后面也可以加上 since， 再加过去式的句子，就是说哦，自从什么什么事情发生，已经多久的一段时间了。比方说呢，这个自从 Mimi 她走失呢，已经有几天的时间，你就可以说 It has been a few days since Mimi got lost。像这样的用法是对的。But Sharon tells Adam to be patient, so she's telling him not to worry about having to wait, right?
That's right. When you tell somebody to be patient, it means don't worry.Because when you are patient, you are calm and relaxed about waiting for something that you want to happen. For example, it's important to be patient when you're in Taipei traffic because sometimes the traffic is so bad it takes a long time to go anywhere. So you have to be calm and relaxed and patient.
台北的交通有时候真的是很容易塞车，所以你要 be patient， 有耐心哦。这里呢，我们看到了 patient 这个字，它是形容词，有耐心的。那它的副词呢，就是在 patient 后面加上 ly， 就是 patiently， 就是有耐心的。那另外呢，这个名词就是 patience， 耐心的意思。And Sharon explains why they need to be patient.
That's right. She says they've done everything they can. And that means there's nothing more they can do to find Mimi. They did a good job. They did a lot of work. So now they just have to wait patiently.
这边呢的他说到 We did everything we can. 我们已经把我们所有可以做的事情都做完了。所以呢现在只能 be patient, 有耐心的等待了。
Now Adam is still worried though. He says, what if Mimi is already dead? And Terry, he's tired of listening to this. He says, stop it, Adam. Now that's a funny phrase because...You're just saying it, but it means whatever that thing is you're doing. So stop it means stop that thing you're doing. So Terry is saying to Adam, stop worrying.
这里呢我们看到了 stop it, 就是停下来不要再讲了。如果呢有人做一些或是说一些你不喜欢的事情都可以说 stop it。像在这里呢是 Terry 呢不要 Adam 再说哦 Mimi 可能已经死掉这样的猜测。So, but it's good then because somebody called and said that they find Mimi.
That's right. So, Terry says congratulations. Now, this just means great job.It's kind of how you show someone that you're happy for them and you're happy that they did something or they got something good. And, well, Adam did get something good. Somebody found Mimi.
这里呢我们看到了 congratulations, 就是恭喜的意思。如果呢别人发生了什么好事情比方说得奖啊结婚啊升迁等等你都可以说哦、oh, congratulations, 恭喜你。那这边呢有人看到告示这个 signs, 打电话来说他们有看到 Mimi, 所以呢 Terry 就说哦、oh, 恭喜 congratulations。不过这好像不是秘密耶所以呢他们好像又开始担心了 But then why does Sharon say no worries?
Well because Adam is still worried But Sharon is telling him not to worry No worries is just kind of a cool way to say don't worry It's saying don't have anything that worries you
好这里我们看到了 worry 这个字它可以当名词或动词是忧虑或者是担心的意思那你说 no worries 就是叫别人不要担心安啦这是比较酷的说法那比较一般的说法你就可以说 don't worry don't worry 好了那我们现在先休息一下等一下再继续看吧
Finding Mimi. Conversation B.
Is there anything we can do to cheer you up?
Who could it be?
Judy!
I came earlier to surprise you.
I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, here's another surprise. I found this lovely cat.
Mimi!
You know this cat?
Today really is my day.
What?
It's a long story.
Now, Jenny, the second part of today's show starts a little sad, doesn't it?
Yes, and Sharon asks if there's anything they can do to cheer Adam up.
Right. When you cheer someone up, you help them so they don't feel so bad or sad. In fact, you can maybe help them be happy again. Look at the words. Cheer means a good, happy feeling, right? And if you get cheered up...Well, it's like you're feeling up, and up is happy.
这里呢我们看到这个片语就是 cheer somebody up, 就是使某人振作使某人高兴。那这里呢因为 Adam 找不到他的猫咪咪所以呢 Sharon 就一直在想说哦要做点什么事情来 cheer Adam up.
Right. Now, Judy came a little early because she wanted to surprise Adam.And when you surprise somebody, you do something that they didn't know you were going to do. This can be good or bad. You can scare somebody with a surprise, or you can do something nice for them. And I think that's what Judy wanted to do.
好这边我们知道呢 Judy 呢想要早一点来 surprise Adam 这里呢我们看到 surprise 这个字它是一个动词就是使惊喜的意思另外呢它也可以作为名词就是惊喜
Well even though Judy came early Adam still looks sad He says he's glad to see Judy, but his face looks a little sad. Now, when you tell someone you're glad to see them, it means you're happy to see them, because glad means happy. But usually, we use the word glad when you're happy because something happened. So here, Adam is happy because Judy came, and now he gets to see his girlfriend.
这里呢我们看到这个 Adam 他说 I'm glad to see you 虽然呢他表情好像有一点悲伤毕竟 Mimi 还没有找到那我们看到了 glad 这个字它是一个形容词就是高兴的跟它很相似的字呢就是 happy 也是很高兴的意思 But I think Adam is about to be even happier
Right, what a surprise Oh hey,There's that word as a noun. Right, well, she says that she found a lovely cat. And lovely means very nice, of course. If something is lovely, well, it gives you a good, warm, loving feeling inside.
这里我们看到了 lovely 这个字它是可爱的意思那这是少数 ly 结尾的字是当作形容词那类似的字还有像什么呢像 likely 它也是形容词就是可能的的意思这边呢 Judy 说啊我找到这只猫 So it's Mimi And she found Mimi So that's why Adam says today is his day, right?
Yeah, that's right It's a great phraseYou say it when something good has happened to you. It just means on this day or that day, right? This is my day. It means you had a lot of luck. So it's like your day of luck. It's just a phrase that you can use to say out loud how happy you are that you had a good day.
如果你说哦、oh, ,today is my day, 今天真是我的日子就是说哦、oh, 我今天真好运真走运。那相反的如果你说哦、oh, ,today is not my day, 今天真不是我的日子就是啊我今天运气真是太差了。那有一个谚语是说 ,every dog has its day, so what does the saying mean?
Oh, well, that just means that, you know, all dogs live their lives like every other dog.But for every dog, there's at least one day where they'll have a very lucky day. So for everybody, too, there's a day you'll be lucky.
原来呢这个谚语 every dog has its day, 字面上是说哦每只狗都有它的日子。也就是呢我们在说哦每一个人都有好运的时候凡人都有走运的一天。
Now, we're lucky because our story is almost finished. Our long story. And hey,That's what Adam says when he's trying to explain to Judy what happened. When you say, it's a long story, you just mean, I can't explain it all. It's too much. I'll tell you later.
这里呢我们看到 it's a long story 这是一个很长的故事就是说来话长的意思这边 Judy 就说哈什么然后呢 Adam 就说哎呀说来话长再跟你说吧OK, 现在呢我们就来看一下 word power 吧。
Word power!
Thanks for being patient, viewers. Word power is finally here, and that's today's first word, patient.Patient.
Patient. 这个形容词呢是有耐心的。
My teacher never gets angry. She is very patient.
我的老师呢从来不会生气。她很有耐心。
She's never had me as a student.
对她如果收到 Matt 当学生就不会那么有耐心了。
No worries. No worries.
No worries. 这个片语就是没问题啦。
No worries. I'll help you take care of your cat.
没问题，别担心，我呢会帮你照顾你的猫。
Cheer somebody up. Cheer somebody up.
Cheer somebody up. 它是个片语哦，就是使人高兴或是加油打气。
Kate looks sad. Let's cheer her up.
Kate 看起来很难过哎，我们来替她加油。
We'll give her this.
You will scare her. 你会吓到她。
Oh well. Glad.Glad.
Glad, 它是个形容词高兴。
I'm so glad that mom
bought me a new bike.
Yes.
我很高兴，妈妈呢帮我买了一台全新的脚踏车。
Oh, this flower is happy. Look.
Keep in mind.
Clayton, today really is my day.
Really? Why?
I lost my ring, right?
That's right.
I found it.
Ah, good job.
It was under my bed. 我终于找到了我失落多日的戒指啊。
Really? I'm happy too. My mom made my day. She called and said she's coming to visit me.
Your mother is coming to visit you from Canada. That's great news.
Yeah, it
is. Good for you.
这里有在文章里头呢比较之前我们看到了 Today is somebody's day 我们美丽大方优雅的 Jenny 老师呢已经帮大家讲解过了就是某人美好的一天嘛 But Clayton Here A made B's day What does it mean?
It just means A makes B very happy
I see 所以这里我们看到 A made B's day它的意思呢就是 A 让 B 的一天很完美 A 让 B 非常的快乐
Right, so finding your ring made your day because you've been looking for it for so long
And I'm now happy
Finding Mimi
It's been 2 days and nobody's called
Be patient, Adam. We did everything we can.
What if Mimi is already dead?
Stop it, Adam.
Hello? Yes? Somebody found Mimi!
Congratulations!
I knew we would find her.
Ask where Mimi is right now. Hello? What?She has a black tail. That's not Mimi.
No worries. We will find her. Is there anything we can do to cheer you up?
Who could it be?
Judy!
I came earlier to surprise you.
I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, here's another surprise. I found this lovely cat.
Mimi!
You know this cat?
Today really is my day.
What?
It's a long story.
Review time.
Let's review. Now today, I have 3 sentences that are missing one of today's vocabulary. Your job is to think of the word and fill in the blanks.
Mimi 这只可爱的猫不见了，可是后来找到了，所以呢 ，Adam 就写下他的心情日记，中间有一些空格，请你呢用正确的单字把它填起来。
I'm so.That my friends helped me find Mimi today.
I am so glad. 我好高兴哦，我的朋友呢帮我今天找到了 Mimi.
Nice friends. Let's continue. It was a... When I opened the door and saw it with my girlfriend.
It was a surprise. 真是个惊喜哦。当我开门的时候看见他跟我女朋友一起出现
Like a party Let's finish is really my day.
Yesterday? Tomorrow? No,
today
is really my day. 今天真是太棒的一天了。
And a good day it is. Found this cat.
They found Mimi.
That's good.
Yes.
Living phrases.
Welcome to our show. Is today your day? Please call DJ Bob and tell me your stories.
Today is my day. I found 1,000 NT in the park. I am so lucky.
Oh, you really are lucky. What about you, caller number two?Is today your day too?
Yes, today really is my day. I found a beautiful watch on the street.
Well, that's great. And you, caller number three.
I guess today is not my day at all. I lost 1,000 NT in my watch today.
Just for fun!
Okay, our last interesting animal fact of the month. Now this one is really short, it's really simple, but it's also very amazing. What animal are we talking about today?
We're talking about the mouse. You know, those cute little white animals that are really furry and they run around. But when we say more than one mouse, we call them mice.
Right. So what is it that mice can do? Because, you know, I don't think mice are so interesting. They're cute and they're small, but they can do something that is really, really amazing.
It says mice can sing. So wait a minute. Every Friday night, mice go to KTV and hang out with their mice friends and sing karaoke?
I don't know, Siobhan. I've never seen mice at KTV.
Maybe not on purpose. Maybe they're in the back singing with their friends.
Well, you know, maybe they sing in a very, very quiet voice because they're such small animals.I think that's what this means.
I think they actually sing in a very special way. Maybe it's not singing like, you know, humans think of it, but what they do is they make this like chirping sound, and when they make that noise, all the other mice know what that mouse is talking about.
Oh, you know, I think it might be kind of like the way birds sing.They don't sing a whole song with words, but they have a little tune that they sing over and over.
Yeah, and if you sing that tune, then all the other birds or all the other mice will know, hey, I'm over here, or let's go to that KTV now, or something like that.
Right, but too bad for us, I don't think we can hear mice singing, because their little mouths are so small that when they sing, their voice is very high.It's so high that we can't hear it. But, you know, maybe the other mice can hear it, I think. Maybe dogs can hear it. Or maybe some special machines can hear it. But we can't.
Oh, that's so sad. Now I'm curious. I want to hear some mice sing.
Well, maybe you can talk to the people who studied mice and they can let you hear it because that's what they did.They recorded the mice singing, and then they lowered the sound so that people can hear it.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds like mice really can sing.